actual refuge. But here now, take refuge by ceremony. You see what they would do, what they say, teacher, you see what they do. The preceptors, So, the taking refuge vows, the preceptors are that one. Means involved seriously in practice, the refuge, you see. Putting oneself in the condition. So that, not only to be reborn lower realms, after death, to be free from whole entire samsara. To end the rank, I can again stop. You see, complacency. So, for that you need to learn Buddha, Dharma, so you need all three. One is not enough. You see, for severe patients, you need to learn doctor, you need to learn medicine, you need to learn nurse. You all three, so that. So here, to be free from samsara, to completely, totally be free from all the entire samsara, you see. These, all the samsara, ocean samsara, suffering cause, to achieve total liberation, then, one must learn Buddha Dhamma Sangha, need guidance from Buddha Dhamma Sangha, all three. So that's the reason. That's the foundation, but there's not that. Only to achieve enlightenment, a higher purpose to achieve enlightenment, great liberation, you see, and abiding soulless state. And then to liberate number of sentient beings from each realm, from oceans or some suffering, and bring to enlightenment. So that the purpose of taking refuge. Okay. Then so that's it. So then people, those who are taking the 2-3 possession. So if there's no space to put, you do like this. You do that. You can visualize to impostation. Say possession to the Shakyamuni the Buddha.
Would you say something about the lay vows?
Okay, sure. Yeah. Here, there's the Buddha. So there's a Guru Shakyamuni Buddha here. So I think it's an actual living Buddha. Let's give a teleportation. Then after that, teleportation to the Lama who gives the refuge. So then, on the please, you can, then after you did the person to the Lama, then you can sit there. Then you can sit down. Okay, put keep the palms like this. Keep it at the heart. They sit in chairs, and those are sitting on the floor. Kneel down. As long as you're not sleeping. I left out the last part. So the Buddha, I mentioned the Buddha, you see. And so the Yama's face there, on the right side, the Buddha standing, they point out like this, there's something that, pointing like this. So, above the hand or the near the hand, there's a moon circle. That shows the cessation of the suffering cause, okay, the liberation. Then this side, the left side, many will of life doesn't have this. because I think they don't read maybe the Buddha's teaching, the sutra, you know, the way it explains. So I think, so they don't have this, they don't have the real, the Buddha's teaching that. There's a verse there, which that those verses shows other one, the white circle, the moon, true cessation suffering. The other verse is there, the other side, the left side, and that shows true path. So there's instruction there. So that is much of the will of life doesn't show that. But they draw the Amitabha pure. They draw the Amitabha pure land. So it means people say. But then what happens is the meaning. It's just the form of truth. So there should be true path. True path. So that verses should be, but the verses should be there. Otherwise, the true path is missing. So, I mean, I'm at the pure end of the way. Yeah, but I said there. I mean, if you're born in the pure land, doesn't mean you have totally ceased the defilements, disturbing thoughts, doesn't mean that. So you get born in pure land, versus Amitabha Buddha, not by gross delusion. You get born there by prayer, and then the subtle defilement, effort, the subtle defilement effort. So subtle effort of the subtle defilement that, and then it's the prayers. So you get born there. Like that. So, by being born there doesn't mean you remove the disturbance or obscuration completely. You're free from that. Doesn't mean that. So, of course, being born there, delusions, arising is not there. So that's all the negative emotional sufferings doesn't have. So there's not even a name suffering there. There's not even a name suffering. So, like that, you see. The must be spiritual body. So everything's wishful feeling, like trees, everything then has the that's not exactly how Buddha explained in sutra. So much of the will of life, it doesn't matter. So I think the sutra is where the Buddha explained things. So mistaken. So there should be the verse Sabbath Sachang Yunga Cha, to attempt and renounce. To attempt power, renounce, you know. Morality, you know, the foundation of the morality. the renounce, you see, the need karma, you know, delusion, the delusion karma, you see, Sabbath Yunga Cha. Tabuikin the lunches, so I don't remember what I can remember all those. Tabuikin the lunches, like the elephant, like the elephant drawn into, stuck, drawn in mud, see. So this is how the example is given by Buddha, that we are in samsara, you see, like elephant drowned in the, what is it called? In the mud. Okay? So, you know, can't get out, see, like that. Abandoned, they are dead. So the meaning. Just destroy the dead. So, eliminate the dead. Start in the Shambhaja. Eliminate the dead. Kangshi Rabdu Paiwe. Kangshi Rabdu Paiwe. Who is conscious? Mindful of the conscious, who is extremely conscious. Children de la Jujiva, who engage in this Vinaya practice, means the vows, the vows. Children de la Jujiva, the Dharma, Vinaya, the vows. Who is extremely conscious, engage in this Vinaya, Dharma, the Vinaya. Then you abandon you abandon samsara where you're born, you see. You abandon samsara where you're born. So this suffering will become the last. All the suffering of samsara will be ended. suffering of samsara will be ended. You see. This is the last. So it's talking about the benefits. Living in the vow of the Vinaya practice. So you see, in order to achieve liberation, total liberation from samsara, so the essential path, fundamental essential path, there is three higher trainings. Higher training of the morality, higher training of the concentration, higher training of the great insight. So the three, you see, these are the foundation to achieve liberation from oceans of samsara suffering causes. Okay. So therefore now, the very bottom is the higher training of morality. You see, disciplining. By taking vow, you put in the conditions, in the virtue. So how many number of vow you take, that means number of merits you practice all the time. Your body, spirit, mind abide in that means number of merits. You see, good karma, moral discipline. See, so and abstain. Then you abstain from. That may need karma. Like that, you see. And then, of course, not only to yourself to achieve liberation, but of course, as a practitioner of Mahayana Buddhism, then, of course, you dedicate this for. You do these numberless helpings, to liberate numberless helpings, bring them to mind. To liberate numberless animals, bring to mind. To liberate numberless animals, bring to mind. To liberate numberless human beings, bring to mind. To liberate number of surasuras, bring to number enemies, printing that. Okay. So that. Okay. So now. Yeah. Then. Yeah. The thing is this. If I don't get liberated from samsara, I'll constantly tortured by suffering pain, suffering change, temporary samsara pleasure, suffering change, you know, and pervasive compound suffering. Compound suffering, the aggregates we see, the aggregates steady, which are control karma delusion, okay? Prevailed by suffering, then also contaminated seed of delusions, so prevailed by suffering, so that. So I experience constantly the pervasive compound of suffering, you see. Then, because that, then those two other sufferings. Then. So I've been experiencing this from beginning of the city, but, and then now I will experience this, you know, say, so by actualizing path, by practicing Dharma, by actualizing path, if I don't get liberated from samsara, then I'll be experiencing this endlessly. So now that, so therefore now the beginning, the very beginning is the foundation, then they're taking refuge, you see. So therefore, okay, so they would, this time you see, the I must achieve a much better person, the being, okay. And therefore, I will take refuge. I rely on Buddha Dhamma Sangha. I rely on Buddha as a founder of the actual refuge. Okay? Dharma is the actual refuge, and Sangha is a helper to actualize the refuge within me. Okay? Think of that. Like the severe patients, you know, rely on doctor, medicine, and nurse. Okay? So must rely on Buddha Dhamma Sangha, brilliant and so much more than the and the Dharma and Sangha as well. Then you see the patients rely on doctor and the medicine and the nurse, okay. But even so, you know, it's just the only sicknesses. Even that recover, but it's only temporarily. It's not forever. But here, Dharma is forever. Okay? Cease forever. That. Okay. So now, so with great happy mind, you know that. How you today my life become, most productive, beneficial, not only for myself to achieve liberation in God, but to liberate a number of sentiments and to enlighten them. Okay? The basis for that, okay? Feel great happiness. Then my life is so beneficial for all sentient beings. Okay? Yeah, then I please repeat the prayer that I said. Tsumba gongsu sol. Tsumba gongsu sol. Da, you mention your name. Da, you mention your name. You mention your name, okay? Chegi we, to dinner, someday, chizi to ye padu. Which is from now on, I such a thing, until that, I go for revision to Buddha, Sangha to revision to Buddha, and he said, Sangha, you hear Sangha gives you, that means with your whole heart, Buddha, okay? Then Dojatan Tawa, Chela gives you, with whole heart, Dharma. Then Tso, like a chalk, you don't get tight one, with whole heart, you take Sangha, okay? So that, so the, I said, mm. So Buddha, there's absolute Buddha and the conventional Buddha. Okay. The absolute Buddha is Dharmakaya. Buddha's holy mind and the outer nature of the Buddha's holy mind. And the conventional Buddha is the manifestation, Rupakaya, the Rupakaya, okay, within the Sambuddhika and the Makaya. Anyway, take the form that taking, you see, Rupakaya. So the conventional Buddha, or the truth for the obscure mind, you know, there, you see. Then the Dharma, so it's true, Absolute Dharma, that is wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. Then the conventional Dharma is the three basket teachings. the words, okay? Which is very bad. Then Sangha has two. Absolute Sangha is the doesn't happen before. It can be, it doesn't happen ordained person. It doesn't happen before, doesn't have to be. Always ordained person, can be ordained or can be lay person, can be, you know, anyone, you see, who has realization of the Dharma, wisdom directly perceive this. So that can be, yeah, it's like that. So anyway, and then the conventional Sangha is the four fully ordained, you see, non monks, the four fully ordained one, living, but do not have realization, you see. Must be absolute Dharma, but living in the full ordination, you see, that conventional Sangha. So when we take refuge, we are taking refuge both. You have to understand that. So refuge both. So as I mentioned, refuge vows, you see. You have gone through this, so Varane explained. So, three things to abide, three things to abandon, Gagbalabcha, three precepts to abandon, three precepts to practice. So, three precepts to practice, and there's also respect. Whenever you see the ordinary person, or you see, it doesn't have to be only Tibetan, you know, the Tibetan tradition, you see, Tibetan tradition, it doesn't have to be, whichever Buddhist tradition, Buddhist, you know, Mahayana, Chinese, whatever, whichever tradition, ordained person, doesn't matter what color robes or style of robes, doesn't matter, and if it's a Buddhist, you know, the ordained person, then you think it. This is the person who, who liberated me from samsara, you know. Who liberates me from samsara, okay? I'm bringing liberation. So, think that function of that sangha, function of that is the ordinary person, see. then you see respect, but with that, you know, that's a respect. You see like this, you see. Then you collect. We saw powerful objects that live in the world. You see, so you collect unconsiderable, unbelievable good karma. You know, unbelievable respect, make an offering of service, whatever it is, you see. So much. Then send them with Dharma. No question about Buddha. You see. So that, okay. Ganye namje cho. Sangye la. Gyapsu chi wo. Chenin Rishi Buddha, okay. Who is free from all the defilements, mistakes, you know, and completed all the qualities. Dajadan Tawa Nam Ye Cho Chela Jepsu Chiwo with all heart love Dharma Cho Nam Ye Cho Yedin La Jepsu Chiwo with all heart, love, and sangha. Da. Chise cho ye pa do. Oh, now here. What's that? So that's the only refuge upasaka bow. That's what it is. And there is a complete upasaka bow. That is a five levels. But if you can't take a five level, you can take four or three, two, one. I don't think you can take half. One verb or a half. I've not heard that one yet. So anyway, so usually I emphasize, to take one from this, and usually I talk about the killing. So of course you don't want to be killed by somebody. I mean, except suicidal, but that's totally wrong. Totally wrong. You see, totally blind. You know, totally blind. Or thinking. So. Because suicidal thought. You see, because there's some problem relationship or something. You see, you don't can't bear that. Better, then you want to kill yourself. It's not that. You see, never think there is reincarnation. You see, after this, consciousness doesn't stop. Consciousness has come. So never think reincarnation. never think, you see, there's law realm. You know, all this unimaginable suffering for eons. Nothing that. So you think, oh, I kill, and then so I have peace. I kill myself, and I have peace. finish problem. Finish the problem. Peace. But that's totally blind. Totally wrong. So you see, that's it. How can you have peace? You know, you're doing with the anger. You're killing yourself with anger or you know, like that. So, however, self-cherishing thought, there's self-cherishing thought, so no cure, there's no bodhicitta, self-cherishing thought, then there's anger attacking all this. You know, behind you see. Oh. So, motivation, non-virtue. So, and you never think, you see. So, this some problem there, it can't be, you know. So, so if you die, so. You know, if you kill, you by killing, a sudden peace, no problem, yeah, no problem at all. Kind of that, totally silly. You cheat yourself, completely cheat yourself. So anyway, there's continued conscience, burn law realms. You know, you're just creating extra need karma to burn law realms. Suffer for a long time. So, it doesn't help to it be free from samsara. It doesn't help to get even higher birth. It doesn't help to be free from samsara. It doesn't help to achieve nothing. It doesn't benefit others. Nothing. So, all that. See. So, therefore, it's totally blind, you know. So, then you have to experience that this need karma. All the unimaginable suffering result of this karma. Also, when you're born a human being, later, future, you also experience the problem there. So that's totally foolish. Totally foolish. Okay, so now, yeah. So you don't want to be killed, you know, by the system, you see. So that's very hard. That's like very hard for the system. Then one should not kill others. Okay. So you shy but at that. But you see, but anyway, from this part, from this from this five level, you see, I mean, if that, here I don't think you have that issue, but if that is very difficult, so you can take the you can take the vow, like, abstain from sexual conduct, or abstain from, you see, telling lie, or abstain from stealing, or, you know, abstain from or taking alcohol, you see. So, whichever you think you can, you can take that. But, okay? So, okay, that. So when you take refuge in Dharma, what one should practice is the you see, what one should abandon is harming others. By taking refuge in Dharma, what one should abandon is harming others. So therefore, it helps if you take the level, you see, how many you are able to take, it helps for that. Able to take refuge in Dharma, abandon harm, giving harm others. So it helps for that, you see. So there's something you practice in the life, you see. Abandon, some harm you abandon, stop. So it helps. So it's extremely practical. So now here, you see, from the five level, out of all five or whatever you can take, this is your real contribution to the world peace. I mean, not all your liberation, you are all that, but your future life good, but all that, but okay, not just born Lord, all that, but real contribution, see, your real, what you can offer, most practical thing, you see, living the vow to not harm others, see, so how many you take from time, so that's real contribution for the world peace. But not only this world, but actually, you see, that's unbelievable. You know, you are about to stop harm, this many harm to sentient beings, you know, to all sentient beings. You make a vow. We make a vow on the basis of sentient beings. On the basis of all sentient beings, I don't kill, I don't do, you see. So how many you can take then? You should make a vow to not harm this and that to the same thing, you see. So on the basis of the sentiment, you make a vow. So it's unbelievable. See, benefit of the same thing, okay? Just unbelievable. Then no question about your family. No question about this. This is really making meaningful. Maybe I had the third one. Really making making meaningful your parents' life. because they could have done abortion when you're born. See, they could do abortion very simply. You know. Yeah, I mean, you know. Gone. You don't have a human rebirth now. In other words, impossible to practice Dharma. No, so anyway, you know, I mean, to achieve happiness with your life, to achieve liberation for something, to achieve another, you know. And then to cause all this to all sentient beings, happen in this life, to cause us liberation, as it happened in future life, to cause sentient beings. Then liberation from samsara to cause, and then to cause enlightenment to cause, and you don't have that opportunity. If they did abortion, that's it. So, or didn't, you know, didn't take care well, that's it, gone. So, because they didn't do that, and they took care, mother, I said, took care, the parents, I said, took care for 9 months in the womb, and then. See, then, yeah. So, kindness gave get this body, which allowed to practice Dharma, to have so much happiness. The main thing is most meaning to practice Dharma, is to get the opportunity to practice Dharma and to meet the Guru and to practice Dharma. Okay. that's part. So, unbelievable kind of that, the dependent, the also protected life, you know, protected life every day from hundreds of dangers of life, they're protected. Or even hired other people to look after. So every day, protected from hundreds of life danger. So if they didn't do that, you know, I wouldn't have all those opportunities. You know, I could be in the hell of mangoes, you know, animal, maybe lobsters or snakes, you know, by now, you see. The bird, you know, are eating worms every day, so many worms, flies, so many worms. For that, see. So, so they were. then the, let me see, gave educator, they gave education, you know, they start to see how to walk, teach how to walk, how to speak, you know, how to talk, met a human being, you see, met a complete human being, okay? Touch all this, then they gave education, so. So that kindness, and then they bear so much hardships for you, for your well-being, for your happiness. See, unbelievable hardships. Okay, they worry, fear day and night. They always concerned you. Your health, your education. then they gave all the best what they have. You know? all the say. Money, by doing job, earn money, you see. And for that, then, from the kindergarten, they went to school, from kindergarten, the primary school, that, you know, then college, university, whatever, they, so many years of study, then, after all that, you know, find job, collect money, working so hard, they with that money to carry, you see. So there's so much hardships. Then you never say, you know, it's a child time, you cry, and, you know, only disturb the music. Even night time, you know, you can have peaceful sleep. So the, you know, always demanding, so much demanding. And they make peace to the parents. You see, unbelievable. You see, I make people caca, you know. lots of people caca. Anyway, so, you see, I don't know whether you can remember or not, but if you look at the children, how the parents take care, you know, if you got to remember yours, look at others, how parents have to sacrifice their life, so many years. So anyway, so now, so you see, they create so much karma for your happiness, for your education, for your, so many karma, they can say. And others, you know, when they turn right to others, you know, then they kill them, so many karmas, yeah. So, you know, so then all these need karma, they've got to, you see, they have to suffer the result of the long realm, you know, for unbelievable amount of time, you see. So this is not the first time, they did like this numerous times from beginning of this world, okay, to you. And so they suffered already numerous times in the lower realm. You see, so much need karma they collect, you know, for your happiness, for your well-being. They collect, already suffered numerous times in the lower realm. So I'm talking about this present, you see, parents, the past, you see. So then also, so much to be experienced in the lower realm in the future. You know, need karma they collect for you, for your well-being. There's so much. So, only karma, not only can they remember, but there's so much hardship. Okay. So, therefore now you are taking from five day vow, is the end of the vow from there. You can't all apart. But, so that what I'm saying here is mixed up. So, gives so much meaning to their life, gives so much meaning, you see, makes so worthwhile. that they suffered so much for you, that they care so much for you, or for your long life, or for your health, or whatever it is. You see? Protect your life for hundreds of times each day. So, gives meaning to that. Okay? So, they, so makes so, their life so meaning. What they suffered for you and the Kriya Dharma, but it gives so much meaning to it. Purpose. That, you see. That. So, when every time when you practice Dharma, gives meaning to their life. There, you see. That. Okay? So, what will they say? Okay, so, so feel great happiness, joy. Okay? Yeah, then in your heart, thing I'm taking this. This is when they went through that, so you know that. So then, whatever number you're taking, thing in your heart, I'm taking this, okay? No wrong refuge. You know? But if you can't take any of these, then, so then yeah, you know, it's the only refuge of yourself, okay? Yeah. Da, please mention your name. She gave you the nails on the Chizetsuya Pado. Here. So those who have taken a higher vow, those who have taken a higher vow, they get loose and get along, you see. Then you cannot, you should, taking refuge, but like we take refuge before taking vow, before taking any vow, what was in every day, I mean, before practice, we take refuge like that. See, that's okay. But not think, shouldn't think that I'm taking upasaka vow, shouldn't think that upasaka refuge vow. You don't think that. So if you, or the lay vows, the upasaka, the five presents, shouldn't think that. But if you do the, while you have a higher vow, you do the low vow, then you lose the higher vow. So there you shouldn't think I have received to the law to do that. But just take a visit that you need all the time. Okay? That. Chise tsuye paudu. Tanghe nam ye cho. Now take a visit Buddha. Sanghe la jab suye chiwo. Now think by thinking meaning of Dharma, then what I mentioned before. Then think. The Jarang Tawa, Nam Ye Cho, Che La Jetsu Chivo, So Nam Ye Cho. Now think of Sangha. Gidun La Jetsu Chivo, Ta Chisi Tsuye Pato, Yonzo Ginyin Tu. 那边也准备送走，准备送走，准备。OK。啊，那这把什么的？今年的，这个就是春茶什么的。今年都是这边，嗯，对不对？啊，今年这边就把这把，这么。
那先做吧，等大家做准备。那啊，这样子，嗯，给你做些呗，就是说，嗯，那大家准备什么先做一遍。So
please repeat third time. So third time when I say 给你, when I say 给你读 very loudly, then that time without wondering, I must generate thought. Say that you have received it. Okay. If you're taking only the refuge, Upasaka, only refuge vow. But if you take any of the vows, this means Upasaka vow. This means number of Upasaka vow. If you take all five, the five Upasaka vow. Okay, like that. Mm. So must get the top first one, okay? And then I become your Lupan. Lupan is leader leading the disciple in the path of liberation by giving the vow, okay? So for instance, for that time, then I become the Lupan, a preceptor there, okay? do not recite Tsumba or Lupan. Tsumba also soul. Da means the peace major name. Shejiwe. Today, I have some day. She said, so I have Pato. Kanye, I'm the Cho. Sangya, I have to Chiwo. The Chata, Tawa, I'm the Cho. Chela, I have to Chiwo. Dharma. Dharma. So, I'm the Cho. Kedula, I have to Chiwo. Da. She said, so I have to. Whatever number of vow, those who are taking vow, then whatever number of vow you are taking, you see, you think in your heart. Usually there's tradition, there's a repetition, but anyway, you just think in your heart, okay? Whatever number of vow you are taking. Then thing is, as previous arhatas, they see, they change their mind, and they change their action, body, speech. Okay, you see, it's the similar thing. So then today didn't enter the dead time, then this, you know, say changed my mind and the action, see, then take this vow, okay? That. in your heart, think of that, okay? Think of that. Going to keep this vow, okay? Then, when I say Tavi, no, you say Lexo, okay? They hear this method, then you say yes, okay? Tavi, you know, Lexo, very good. You spoke very well. So now the Rene has explained to you already the gen of the general generalcy, seven at these advices in general advices, so I don't need to go through that. So there's a refuge card, you see, so you must read that well and study, okay? It's very important. So important. Otherwise, you know, then then practice not happening, okay? So now dedication, did all the past, present future made is corrupted by three times made is corrupted by others. May I able to complete the parameter of morality by keeping it without mistake, keeping pure without pride. So, It was a past, but in future marriage collapsed by me, three time marriage collapsed by others. May I and yourself, family, you know, all something thing. Meet, So, and all the students and all the benefactors, all those, so many people in the different parts of the world who sacrifice their life to the organization doing service to Sindhi Vichimuda, and all them, you know, yeah, those who rely upon my promise, purpose, names given to me, all those things. Everybody in this world, and all Sindhi Vichimuda compared to meet. Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching, okay? Which is living in pure morality. And there's a brave heart doing external deeds for certain things. Then you go up the two stages, which essence is transcendental wisdom, non-dual bliss, and voidness. So this four stanza, these four verses, contains the very heart, the special quality of Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. Okay? This is composed by Fifth Dalai Lama. It's very special prayer. Okay? To yourself and to all sentient. Dedicate the merits. Mejo Namdara Tsangme Jindang De La Jain Jasi Chepe Yindu Che De Tung Choke Rinyi Nanju Lo San Jeve Tendang Jawa Shu. Which I made is quoted by me, three times I made is quoted by others, okay? And then, may I say, may I say, oneself, may I able to offer limitless kinds of benefit to sentient beings and teaching the Buddha, like Lama Tsongkhapa. By having the same quality within me as Lama Tsongkhapa has from now on, in all the lifetimes, in every second, to be like that. So make strong prayers. Did all the three times, by once about others, Buddha Sabbath, Buddha's, so to happen, it's okay. That we have an unbelievable opportunity to practice Dharma, to learn Dharma, to purify the karma, to collect merits, to achieve all the happiness, liberation, and happiness, future life, liberation, enlightenment, everything, and to cause all this happiness to all sentient beings by the kindness of His own Dalai Lama. Lama Ishi, the next thing. So we pray His own strong life. Do you want to take time? It's called others. As soon as have long stabilized, all the holy wishes they succeed immediately. And then Lama is just all the wishes, whatever he has to be actualized. Then Lama also was a tribute to become like a dynamic teacher. Dynamic teacher. Okay, yeah. To this world, the quickest way to enlighten, see, say, to awaken them, send them in this world, going to enlighten, okay? Hare Rave Goye Shingam Devinam Tendayan Devayam Haluye Jumbe Chere Sevaya Tente Yabuye Yashabe Sete These are the past, present, future marriage, corrupted by material marriage, corrupted by others, which exist but do not exist. Promise one side. May the I who exist but do not exist, which was I, was totally empty, achieve Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists but doesn't exist, much more side, that which is totally empty. Lead to all sentient beings who exist but who are totally empty, much more side. To that Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists but which doesn't exist, from the side, is totally empty. Oh, sorry, which is totally empty. By myself alone, who exists but who totally do not exist, from the side. And then I dedicate all the merits to be able to follow holy excellence. Buddha Samatha Bhattva Mandukosha, as he realizes, I dedicate all the merits, same way three times Buddha dedicate their merits. So this one is the very condensed king of prayer. You know, this Jambalampava, this one, what I just now said. That it is inside the king of prayer. So so it would be say what is it? Say unable to recite confess, then you do this ritual like that. or you don't have to dedicate merit by reciting this, then you take the merit, say the best, you see. The lam dedication.
Man.
then the Rotri I met from the brothers, met the Lama from Rava teaching these. The refined, like this. The like refined gold, and the Idavai Sutra from the Rai became completely astray to those hard, lots of families. And that all the students, all those benefactors, all those who so all those who keep up their lives, all those doing service to them in all their hearts. Those who are from my family, in the house of everybody in this world.
Que honra a las personas.